Good afternoon. My name is John Sebastian Mofino. I'm with IBM, and I've been working on SCA for some time, actually since the beginning of the creation of SCA and the Tuscany project as well. So let's start with SCA, right? SCA in a nutshell, what is it? First, it stands for Service Component Architecture, right? And it covers a number of aspects. It's not just the programming model. It's actually a development and deployment model for SOA. Covers all the life cycle of the development and deployment of an application, starting with the construction of components. So we have a programming model that defines how you construct a component, create a component implementation. Let's say Java class, for example, right? You have to use certain APIs, annotations. The Java class has to follow some specific pattern. And then you need to turn the Java class into a component. So you declare a component. We'll see how we do this later in the presentation. Then once you have a few components, you want to assemble them together in what we call a composite. You can also take that composite and use it to implement a bigger component and assemble these bigger components into bigger and bigger solutions. And then once you're happy with your composite service applications, you deploy them. You deploy them to a set of SCA runtimes, typically in a distributed environment. And SCA, the SCA specification, defines how you configure your composite application, how you package it, how you deploy it to an SCA runtime. A very important aspect of SCA is that, well, it's there to help you build applications in an SOA. And SOAs are typically distributed, so you have runtimes running on several machines, communicating over a network, and not running on just one kind of operating system, not maybe running exactly the same runtime, same SCA runtime. So we have to deal with these differences, a diverse environment. Some people will want to develop their components in Java. Other people will want to develop their components in XML-based languages like Beeple, for example. These components implement business processes. Some people will want to use scripting languages, C, C++. So we have to deal with that. We have to be able to build a composite application, other components implemented in all these different languages. Obviously, you want to run these components on multiple containers. A C++ component is not going to run on the Java VM. Right? A Java component requires a Java VM. A PHP component will require a PHP runtime. So we have to be able to integrate different containers, different container technologies in the SOA. And also, SOA is not just about web services. When you distribute your components, sometimes you want to use web services, so sometimes you will want to use other protocols like RMI over IOP, JMS if you want to do asynchronous communication. So we have to support these multiple service access methods and protocols in SCA. And when we designed SCA from the beginning, we said, well, it has to be extensible. We cannot impose Java to everybody. We cannot impose SOAP to everybody. We have to be able to deal with this diversity. A little bit of history of the SCA specifications. We started in IBM sometime in 2002. Then we started to collaborate with BEA on early specifications in December 2003. Then in November 2005, the first level of the specification 0.9 was published. We did this work in the context of an organization called OSOA, which stands for Open SOA. There's a link to the OSOA website. And over time, many people jumped on board this OSOA collaboration. We have the whole list of companies here, which came to either participate or just sponsor that effort. In March 2007, we published a 1.0 level of the specifications, which is what we are implementing in Tuscany at the moment. And we submitted this first stable level of the SCA specification to OASIS. OASIS is a standards organization, and this is the place that we've chosen to turn this year into a standard. So in April 2007, we formed what we call the Open CSA member section in OASIS. Open CSA stands for Open Composite Service Application, if I remember correctly. And that member section is responsible to work on the CS specifications and a few other related specifications too. In September 2007, formal standardization of SCX started in that work group. So we're making pretty good progress with the standardization of the SCX specification. That page 6 shows you the whole list. Sorry, going back to page 6, shows you the whole list of companies that joined OSOA, as well as a link to the OSOA.org. So I encourage you to go to that website. It still has many interesting documents on SCA, good white papers, presentations, and also presentations of aspects that have not yet been published or as formal specifications or pushed into OASIS. Page 7 shows the OASIS Open CSA member section. So there's a few interesting things on the page. First, the list of companies that participate. We have pretty much the entire industry, except maybe Microsoft. We have IBM, TIBCO, Rockway, Red Hat, Oracle, SAP, and DEA. And they are not just participating and just to participate. They are actually leading. All these companies are part of the steering committee and are leading some significant efforts in that member section. On the right of the slide, you can see the committees that we have created to work on various aspects of the specification. The main specification is the assembly spec. So there's a technical committee just looking into that assembly specification. And that's the spec that covers how you declare components and assemble them into composites and declare the various configuration and quality of service that you need on your components. Then there's a specific work group for the policy specification. So policies are the elements that you add to your composite to say things like I want some security or reliability or some level of transaction support. Each of these technical committees produces a document, right? So there's an assembly specification document, a policy specification document. The next one is bindings. So bindings in SCA are the declarations or the configuration of the protocols that you want to use on your services and references. So when you provide a service to somebody else, you make a statement, you say, I want to provide that service using SOAP, or IMI IOP, or JMS, or whatever other protocol. We support many protocols in SCA, and testing will go through the list later. Then there's a set of committees working on the programming model for the various programming languages that we want to support, the main one. Beeple, an XML-based language for developing business processes. So the SCA Beeple specification describes what you need to do in your Beeple process to make it SCA compliant. There's another specification for C and C++. As far as I know, it mainly covers C++ at the moment. And another spec covering the development of SCA components in the Java language. SCA in a nutshell, very high level overview of the service component architecture. Now we're going to talk about testing.